Whoa. Hello. Okay. And welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are recapping season 6, episode 7. Because who is 7? Who is 8 afraid? Who is 6 afraid of? Because 7, 8, 9. Okay, so season 6, episode 7, it's called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, Spencer has such a funny fucking moment in this where she just whispers to herself after correcting Hannah. She goes,
oh,
beloved.
She also has, oh, I thought you were talking about the Cyclops moment, which was awesome.
But
so
I just
funny.
Mean, like, Spencer like acts like she was Raven Baxter and had, like, a vision. And she comes back from the vision and she says, beloved.
I love that Spencer is starting to learn about Hannah, where she's just like, better not. Better to just keep better this. This is an inside thought.
I love that she realized Hannah is capable, because who are the Surgeon Generals?
I mean, oh my God. Also, yeah, more on that later. More on the fact that we were doing surgery in this episode.
And we didn't even get to see it.
That pissed me off.
It pissed me off too.
I want a full 45 minutes of Hannah in the operating room. Yeah. Like, show me Hannah Marin in the OR, please.
We already know Spencer's been scrubbing in, but we've never seen Hannah
scrub
in.
No. Well, we know Spencer's been scrubbing in, as in scrubbing lips with other doctors. With the doctor. Guys.
I just mean our whole running joke that her room is her lab. And she scrubs in to go into her room to get to work.
Okay, well, okay.
I wasn't going to start slut shaming her 3 minutes into the episode.
Okay, well, I couldn't wait.
I normally wait until about 45 minutes, and then I go in on the slut shaming.
I was freaking itching to slut shame Spencer Hastings.
Because it was a hit.
Because everyone loves when we do it. They're all like, you guys are girls. And we're like, duh. Girls, slut shame.
Equal opportunity slut shamer.
We just are kidding.
Yeah. Yes, we are kidding.
What was the thought you needed to get out of your head?
The thought was, I didn't realize how quickly the season kind of unfolds, and that for some reason, and I think I did know this, but I don't know why, in my head, the time jump doesn't happen until season 7.
Oh my God, it happens in this season?
Yeah, we have like 2 or 3 more episodes left in like
holy
this
shit.
Timeline.
That does make
all
sense.
This, all this stuff leading up to what I know to be like a really big episode started happening this early, and I was like, wait. I thought that was like a finale, and I didn't think it was a mid-season finale because it's massive. It's a really big episode.
Well, I was thinking as we were watching it, I kept thinking too. I was like, wow, things are really heating up. Are we gearing up for a mid-season like finale, because things are so intense and it's only episode 7? But then that makes a lot more. And also, I feel like they're all getting like these opportunities or things are happening where it's like we're looking at a new chapter.
Yeah,
that's sort of inevitable. So if we weren't going to do the time jump until season 7, I would be like, what are we going to do then? You know, we've already done surgery on episode 7. So it's like, running out.
We've already made one of our scripted cops as high as he could possibly get.
Oh my God. That was actually, we'll get there. Crazy.
Do you think they gave Sabrina a name that started with an S with the storyline in mind? Or do you think that they were in the writer's room and they realized that they could make it look like those gummies were a gift from Spencer to Toby?
Okay, so you know what I thought? I thought Spencer just like, or Toby just like found them in Spencer's bag and was like, oh, sweet, I'll take these. Like, I don't even think he thought.
Well, it said, don't stress.
I know, but
I think it even had a heart.
I saw the note, but I thought that it was like, don't stress, spend like, S, as in she was calling her Spencer, and I just assumed that Toby like saw them and took them, and I was like, bold well, to just take gummy bears that you don't know are yours.
The only reason I think he thought they were for him is because he like has this moment where he picks them up, he reads the note, and he goes, he may as well like put his hand over his heart and be like, wow, she knows me so well.
Jesus,
she knows that I'm stressed about going back to work, getting back on the beat.
On the beat. Okay, I'm into the recap so that we can dive right on in. Having some mucus today, I'll say it,
and that's okay. It happens to the best of us. My throat hurts again a little bit today. Not ideal.
Great,
because I just freaking got over something.
All right, so here we go. Here's what you missed. If you forgot, Arya's been taking lots of photos of freaking dolls and then the occasional mirror selfie of herself, because what? She looks like a doll too, she thinks. And she's applying for this arts fellowship. And yeah. Okay, as for Allison, she's getting cozy with cop Lieutenant Lorenzo, which Kendi hates. Kenny is not cool with this at all. And Ken also has admit to her and Jason that Charles was the third De Laurentiis devil, but Charles went to Radley and killed himself on his 16th birthday. And then Ken gets an invite to Charles's birthday party, which is scary because, as you remember, as I just said, if you were listening, we thought Charles was dead. We thought he killed himself on his 16th birthday. Hello? Emily is housing and nurturing Shower Harvey like a baby bird, and she does not want to give up any control over her. She wants to monitor all of her food intake. She wants to monitor her sleeping hours, her haircuts, her body, everything. Just kidding. But she does apply lotion to her tattoo. So anyway, a long time ago, Emily met Claire, who was in episodes of Parenthood, if you remember. But she was Sarah's old friend, and she talked shit on Shower Harvey. She said Shower was pretty and poised and perfect, and everything she gave you, she would take away, and I used to wish she was dead. And I forgot that Shower had, like, sort of an Allison edit. I literally forgot that everyone was like, she's Queen Bee, and she's so mean, we're glad she's dead. And I'm like, that's not the Shower that I see in Emily's room, if I'm being honest. Not that she hasn't been through some stuff, but anyway. Spencer can't sleep, shocker, so she buys pot from the new baker at the brew. Great, turning to drugs. She also figures out that A chipped all of them in an epic line reading where she says, bitch chipped us. Mona tells the girls that her old bestie Leslie, spelled with an E, spelled with an I, we don't know, was in Radley the same time as Mona Bethany Young, who I totally couldn't tell you one thing about, and Charles. And we think Leslie might have answers about Charles, and maybe she's even freaking working with him. So we got to figure out what's going on there. I think that's everything.
That sounds good to me. Anyway, so Spencer at first wants to remove the chip, and then...
Spencer the whole time wants to do
no,
it.
But, no, but
Aria's like, I'll keep it. Aria's like, I kind of like it. It makes me different.
Yes. And then Spencer's like, wait, A doesn't know.
It makes me different.
A doesn't know that we know that these are in our neck. And I'm like, okay, well, A, you should have done a better job implanting them somewhere where they weren't going to be able to feel a tumor-like lump on their neck.
I know. I know.
Like, I'm going to the doctor if I feel a lump like that. I'm going to the dermatologist.
I'm not. I'm saying, well, we'll ignore this till it goes away or kills me, whichever one comes first.
And Spencer's like, what if we are, like, if we know, wait.
She says A doesn't know that we know, so we can use this. Like, yeah. We can use the fact that we know this to kind of trick A a little bit. There's a beep and Aria like starts patting her head, like thinks that it's her fucking chip. But you know that Aria is going to be like, as soon as they all take theirs out, Aria's like, you know what? No, I'm keeping mine. I'm keeping it. Now that everyone else doesn't have it.
It's a sign. It's a reminder of what we've been through.
It's a reminder of what we've been through. It's like a tattoo, but it's more unique. And so I'm going to keep it. And they're like, Aria, we just all agreed. She's like, yeah, well, now that none of you have it anymore, it's special. I'm the only one. You know what I mean?
She's exactly right. Mona texts Spencer and it's like, okay, we're on for tomorrow to meet with Leslie agreed to talk to them, and they want Allie there, but nobody can get in touch with Allie at the moment.
And you want to know why? Well, I'll tell you. We go to Allie, we see her getting in a car with Ken D. Bags are packed, babe, and they seem scared. Ken won't tell her what's going on. He just says he's taking her someplace safe, and I'm like, Ken, attention to detail, what the fuck? Allie just looks down and there's an envelope. Yeah. Of course she's going to grab it and open it, and he doesn't stop her.
And he's so zoned in on the road.
Allie is in the passenger seat, Ken. There's no music playing. I know you can hear the crinkle of the paper.
Oh my God.
And she opens it and reads Charles' fucked up birthday invitation and realizes that Charles is alive. And she says, he's coming for us, isn't he?
Do it in the voice.
Charles is alive and he's coming for us. I can't do it right now because I can't remember the exact line.
So that's that. We go to the Marin Manor. And there's mail for Hannah.
Good.
Because Ashley...
No. While
Hannah was in the dollhouse, Ashley applied to every scholarship that she could She was planning for Hannah's future.
Yeah,
so that
she
there
literally
would be
was
one.
Like, it helped me planning for your future because believing that you still had one. Like, oh my God. And also, I think this is a great acting moment for... I can't remember. Laura Lee? Is that her name?
Well, not Laura Lee.
Oh, sorry, Laura Lee.
I think it's Laura Layton.
Laura Layton, something like that. She is so good. Her eyes like well up with tears as she's looking at Hannah, and Hannah has gotten the scholarship for $30,000 and it's going to take care of her tuition. And I'm like, what where? Freaking school?
Where? Especially when I know where she goes.
Yeah, doubtful.
It didn't.
Maybe she got some other scholarships.
Maybe a semester.
Because of her huge freaking brain and her trauma.
Right. So we realized that Jason had recommended that among all the scholarships Ashley was applying for, to also apply for one with the Karasimi Group, which is a charity that Jessica De Laurentiis donated to a lot.
So we're still calling Allie. We're at the Brew. Emily's the Brew calling her. And Claire
has tracked Emily down. And I'm like, no one's wondering if Claire chipped us.
No one's wondering this. She's looking for Emily and she's looking for Shower. And Emily's like, well, I'm not telling you fucking anything about
Emily
her.
Is,
she's mine now.
Emily is so
Emily is like actually
girl.
The rudest I've ever seen her be. Emily won't tell her a single detail. She's like, Sarah's at work. Okay, she's working. What are you doing? Why are you here in the middle of the day?
No one wants to work these days.
No one wants, you gotta get your fucking ass up, Claire, and work. And Claire's like, oh my God, she has a job that's amazing. And Emily's like, of course she does. She's a functioning member of society.
Just and like all of us.
Because you want to keep her down and clip her wings, okay? Not me. And
my favorite line is when Claire is like, sorry, I don't really know what to say. And Emily goes, of course you don't.
My favorite line is when Claire goes, I mean, I think it's amazing she can have a job. Like, I wouldn't even remember how to read. And Emily goes, we can all remember how to read.
She is not having it.
No, she's not happy to see Claire. She's not wanting to talk about this. And so Claire's like, listen, I know that me and Shower had hard times, but like, we are friends. I want to see her.
I feel like mid-conversation, Claire remembered what she said to Emily. And
I know.
Like,
I'm like, oh. Because I watched the recap at the end of the episode. And so I also didn't remember who Claire was. And when she showed up, I was like, what the hell? I don't know what your conversation, I literally have no idea what your combo was. Cannot remember. It was such a blip in my radar. And now.
Yeah, Claire, you hear that?
You were just a blip in my radar, Claire. Okay. But I don't know if I have a problem with Claire. So I should stop bad mouthing this girl. Emily, I kind of have a problem with you right now.
I know, you're being rude.
Claire's, you're being capital R rude.
Claire's being so rude.
Not Claire. Emily.
Emily.
Phoebe, watch your mouth. Okay.
Anyway, Emily comes clean and she's like, okay, fine. Sarah's not at work. She's at therapy and I have to pick her up in 2 hours.
I'm like, okay, 2 hour therapy session. Sign me up.
She needs it.
Sign me up.
She arguably needs more.
You're right. She needs a 2 year long therapy session. But I'm also like, Emily, why lie? You don't think Claire knows she goes to therapy after what she went through?
I don't think she was even lying about the therapy. I think she was like, how can I buy more time so that you can't go see Sarah? So I don't have to be honest that I'm going to sit at the Brew and wait for two hours until she's done.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But like, just so weird. All right, Toby's back. Couldn't believe Spencer's reaction. Spencer seems thrilled. I'm like, oh, that's not the reaction
Spencer
of someone who's been basically slutting it up around Rosewood as long as her boyfriend's been gone.
I'm about to have a really niche reference, but she hugs Toby the way that Chelsea from Southern Charm hugs Austin at his beer tasting party.
Yeah, that is insanely niche.
It is insanely niche, but that was a crazy, because then his girlfriend shows up, his actual girlfriend who he's dating.
Yeah.
And he picks Chelsea up and Chelsea wraps her legs around him. And then his actual girlfriend shows up, who's not friends anymore, but was friends with Chelsea.
God, I hate you, Madison.
And it wasn't Madison, it was this other random girl, but he hugs her. Like, basically a one-armed hug.
Yeah, that's why Austin's such a piece of shit.
So, Spencer's excited, but like is out there. She's like, okay, I am excited to see you. However, I have business to do.
Do you remember Aria? I'm going to see Aria. Yeah, I know. But she will not tell him what's going on. Classic. I'm like, at this point, Spencer, and I want to say this to all the liars, your partners know what's up.
Also, Allie, how did Allie, I know that Allie fucked everything up in the end. Like, I know because of when she called. And Allie, your friends were trying to keep you in the loop.
Allie, you are kind of annoying.
However, it proved to me that calling the police would have been the right call.
I literally, multiple times during this episode, found myself saying, am I agreeing with Aria? Like, multiple times I was kind of like, I mean,
but
yeah.
But she It so annoys me when she does it because she, when she hangs back, yeah. I can't wait to talk about
no,
it.
No, my initial reaction was annoyance. And then I was like, wait.
Yeah, but you are right. When Allie does it, I'm not as annoyed.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No, I was still annoyed with Allie. don't worry. I was still plenty annoyed with Allie. So she's like, listen, I'm just, oh, here's a perfect excuse. I agreed to do the valedictorian speech. And so Aria, you remember Aria, is helping me out with my speech because she's the writer. I'm like, Spencer Hastings, you were not asking for help writing this fucking speech.
Especially not from Aria.
Hey, Spencer, if you were the type of person to ask for help, I don't think you would have plagiarized your sister's Russian history essay. You would have just said, hey, Ari, can you help me out?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So funny. I mean, that would have been my first.
Toby.
I would have said, I smell bullshit, Spencer.
Yeah, Toby's sussed out and he is like, we don't do secrets, remember? And she's Spencer's like, totally.
She's like, okay, no. You don't do secrets. We do secrets. Me. And then she leaves him in her house. A classic Spencer move. I was like, okay.
It's not even
like. She's like, and you can lock up, right? It's not even. You're a cop, right? You can lock up.
You can walk me out to my car and like, kiss me goodbye.
Also, could you be a gentleman, Toby? You haven't seen her.
You should carry her.
You should. Hey, Toby, I want to have a chat. You should carry her across the threshold like a gentleman. What the hell is this?
Okay, then we go to what I've now deemed the Vander House.
Ooh, okay, I like the Vander House.
And the girls are pissed because Leslie with an E, is nowhere to be found.
Mysterious fucking Leslie.
Yeah.
It's like
with 10 pairs of fake glasses that we're never going to hear about again.
Never?
Probably not.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hate Leslie, and I'm honestly glad she's not here. I know you guys wanted to see her, but I'm glad she's not here. The I don't want to talk to her.
The girls are pissed at Mona. Aria is looking at Mona's dolls.
Like, Aria actually cracked me up in this scene. Aria walks in and they're like, we know Mona has like a doll thing. So there are dolls everywhere. And Aria's like, dolls are my thing. It's
like Aria, every time they've been in that room, Aria hasn't noticed because she's not taking inventory of like somebody else. And this time, because it has something to do with, she's like,
what?
Oh my God.
Dolls are my.
Mona, you redecorated your entire
classic
room.
You were obsessed with me, Mona, and you dyed your hair brown. And Mona's like, my hair has always been brown. And Aria's like, yeah, right. Anyway, Phoebe didn't think that was funny. But Aria goes and starts turning the doll heads fully 180 degrees to face the wall. And so she's like, what the fuck are you? Stop doing that. You're going to break all her dolls. Aria's like, what? Aria is like me when I'm angry, like twisting my fucking doll's heads off their body. Like she is doing a full exorcism twist of this doll's head.
It's such a weird fucking thing.
And then Hannah is so funny. Hannah's like, maybe Leslie got eaten by one of her rats.
And Mona goes, guys, I know this doesn't look good, but basically Leslie is one marble away from losing it. And she said that a confrontation like this could really set her back
Which
on the progress she's
probably
made.
True, but I'm like, Leslie, you don't get to set boundaries.
Yeah, but the way you've been acting.
Leslie, you're in no position to be
you
like.
You put their friend in jail.
Yeah.
And you actually committed perjury.
Yeah. Hey, girl, you're nuts. You're crazy. Simona's like. What she is,
Caroline to a Radley Sanitarium patient of 14
Girl,
years.
You're nuts. You're crazy. So Mona's defending her, but then Spencer's like, "Well, okay, Mona, maybe you saw him, like, or someone at Radley, because somebody stole the A game from you while you were there. You told us that." And Mona has a hilarious line. She goes, "Spencer, I was so drugged out. Half the time I thought I was being haunted by Allie. The other half of the time I thought I was auditioning for American Idol." And it's like, well, we know that. She was singing in Radley. Mona stayed singing in Radley. Remember when Mona fainted? That was so funny.
And Hannah's like, fuck you, I was about to audition.
Yeah.
I was about to audition. Okay, so we go to the field house and Emily is filling Sarah in on the Claire. I guess Claire called. And is like, you don't have to see her if you're not ready.
So it's like, I'm nervous to see her. She's not gonna like my haircut. She's not gonna like my haircut or my tattoo. And then this is the moment where we find out that Shower actually has been altering all of her clothes by cutting a hole in the back right over her tattoo. So that no matter what she's wearing, you can see the tattoo. Because she was like, I have to get my money's worth. Caleb pays me minimum wage. I have to get my money out of this tattoo. So she started cutting holes in all of her clothes. And she's like, and now all my clothes have holes in them. And Emily's like, you can borrow something of mine. And Shower's like, I cut them in yours too.
No, Sarah's like, those are my clothes.
You mean my clothes, Emily?
What wait, I said that
you
wrong.
You mean this is all mine now, Emily?
Emily's wearing, Sarah is wearing only Emily's clothes.
Well, okay, yes.
Sarah doesn't have clothes.
So Sarah's been holding all Emily's. Like, what the hell? There's like constantly a draft near my lower back. And then there it is. There it is. The hole's in your clothes. So that Sarah's ugly infected tattoo can be seen by the world. And her new friend, Claire. I mean, her old friend, Claire.
Right.
Okay, there you go.
So they haven't talked about the kiss yet. And I think Emily Loki has the ick.
Emily has the ick, not Loki. High key, Phoebe. She is like, let's never talk about it again.
She literally is like, did you want it to be a dream?
Shower's like, can we do that more? And Emily's like, I don't think so.
She's like, maybe with other people.
Maybe with other girls. I know you're going to kiss a lot of other girls that aren't me. We're never going to kiss again. But you're going to kiss a lot of girls, probably. Maybe if you get better at it. But I'm not going to help you do that. My charity work here is done. I no longer want to feed you like a baby bird. Sorry. Like, what?
We go to the Delorentis dungeon.
Wait, no. I want to talk about this, though.
Oh, I immediately was over it.
Things are, like, so awkward because Shower wants to talk about it. And she's like, I don't know if it was a dream or if it happened. And Emily's like, well, it happened. Unless you want it to be a dream like me. And Shower's like,
more like a nightmare.
I've had enough pretend kisses. Okay, my impression is getting good.
It's really disturbing.
But it's so accurate. So then Sarah goes, I was half asleep. And I'm like,
no, you weren't.
What? No, you initiated it, girl. You were like, let's throw it around. Yeah. You were actually wide awake.
You had to use your ab muscles.
You were lying in wait in Emily's bed. You had a full rollout cot there. You weren't sleeping on, bitch. This was all part of your master plan. And we all know it.
We all know it.
So Emily's like, I think we should just like both take some time to think about what we want. I just, you know, don't think that you're what I want, but I want you to think about what you want, even though it doesn't matter, and we'll go from there. And right. Shower's like, cool.
So we go to the De Laurentiis dungeon, and boyfriend Lorenzo is coming to check on Allie and basically punch Jason in the face.
He is like, where's my girl? Where's my girl? And Jason's like, your girl?
I didn't know you had a usually.
I didn't know you had a usually, Lorenzo. Yeah, it's like all the cops have a usually with these girls. That's like the whole thing. That's like the whole issue here.
He's like, Jason thinks that when Lorenzo says she usually picks up my calls, Jason is like thinking it's romantic. But Lorenzo's like, when I have to question her.
Yeah, he always answers when I call from my desk. We have all of their phone numbers memorized.
When I call from my desk at work, she always answers.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they're talking and Jason's like, Allie won't be back. Well, at first he's like, I don't know when Allie will be back. And then later he's like, and you can tell the cops to like stop hanging around here, which
she's
is a weird thing to say.
Coming back. No reason, but
Allie's gonna be
I'm
gone.
Kind of over the cops being here.
Allie's going to be gone indefinitely, and I'm not going to tell you where she is. And the cops can.
And for some reason, I don't want the cops here.
Then
we see the red balloon, and it's like, okay, Pennywise has made his way to Rosewood. Perfect.
Great. Go from Derry to Rosewood.
Why did they literally decide to make a Pennywise the Clown arc in the show? Why the red balloon?
Imagine Charles is like Pennywise as a thing with clowns.
I'm like, okay, so it turns out, well, thank God it's dolls and not clowns, Phoebe, because I wouldn't have made it to season 6. I can't do the clowns. Sorry. Not for me.
So Lorenzo's like, I thought you said you didn't know when Allie was gonna be back. And then Jason's like, get the fuck off my property. And then he goes over and walks to the balloon, and there's a blue plastic frog next to this little card that is a birthday invitation that says go to this place on Wallaby Avenue. I'm like, okay. Guys, is Wallaby Way,
is it the only one? Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Like, I feel like if you're gonna use, there's so many other words you could have used.
And
for
Wallaby's
this
just not the first thing I'm thinking of. It's like some writer came in. She's been watching Finding Nemo with her kids all night. She's exhausted. She's like, only street name I get, Wallaby. Just put Wallaby Avenue. It'll be different if it's at an avenue. Like, it is kind of so funny.
And then at the bottom it says, come alone or not at all.
And I'm like, okay, sexist much, Charles? You're only inviting the boys. Boys only party?
Crazy.
That's crazy. You only invited Ken and Jason. He said, don't bring anyone. No plus ones.
Not even my sister.
No plus ones. Not my sister. Not a GF.
And not my half sister Spencer
and
either.
Don't bring Aria. No reason. I just don't like her.
Like, literally, Jason's like, I didn't want to bring Aria.
Like, he's like, you know, out of all the girls, I would go in their rooms all the time. Aria, as little as possible. Aria, ever since the pink hair story, I was like, this girl is difficult and annoying and bothersome. And so I pretty much was like, I can't even talk to her. So I just hung out with the other girls because Aria.
Like, but she is like
Aria got the lucky break because I didn't want to hang out with her.
So we go to the Montgomery Mausoleum, speaking of, and Aria is like throwing away all her dolls.
She goes, Picasso had a blue face.
I had a doll face.
I'm like, okay, well, don't liken yourself to Picasso.
Please. And the fact that Mike takes them and then brings them to Mona is so cute.
I know. Mike breaks my little heart in this episode.
I hate his outfit, though. Takes me out of it.
I didn't even notice, but I did love when he goes, so I guess you didn't get into the Arts Fellowship. She's like, no.
I haven't heard back yet.
She's like, of course I'm going to get in. I just am done. Moving on. Okay? I'm moving on. So these are my muses. Now they're not. It is so funny.
Oh, my God. And she goes, and I thought you said my photos were creepy.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, they are.
And she goes, well, that's fine because I'm actually going for creepy.
Good mission accomplished then, Mike. So he's like, by the way, did you tell Mona not to call me? Which I'm like, also, you know he was thinking that Aria was behind this.
Which is so indicative of Aria's character.
Who Aria is. And she's like, no. And he's like, well, she's not talking to me. And like, I haven't talked to her since she was rescued.
Mike's like, I haven't seen her since basically she faked her death.
Yeah.
And I walked in on her taking her own vials of blood and putting them in a fridge.
Do you remember this? With the vials of blood?
Yeah, that was weird, right?
Okay, yeah. And he's like, I kind of thought you were the reason that she didn't want to talk to me anymore. And she's like, well, no. I wrote, why is this breaking my heart?
Aria, but it's not breaking Aria's. Aria goes, not this time.
Aria's like, not my problem. Honestly, I have enough to deal with. Look around. He's like, yeah, the dolls. She's like, I'm busy.
I got to put that lock back on my door.
Yeah. You made it in here. You knocked. I said, no thanks. You came in anyway. Okay.
Okay. No boundaries in this family.
Yeah. I forgot. I'm the only one who really goes to therapy here.
Aria does what Alex Earl did to her sister for Christmas for all of her family.
Yeah, she's like, but I'm not paying.
And
Aria's like, but I can't afford it.
And only Hannah. Of all her friends.
Evil. Okay. So, we're at the dessert place with Emily and Claire and Shower. This is so funny. They all ordered like a big cookie. And Emily's like, I just figured we'd all share.
Actually, you just skip this part.
I believe Emily like reached for a cookie. That was the one that Sarah got. And Claire goes, Sarah wants the peanut butter one. And I'm like, okay, this is me and Kelly coded. We're hanging out with you. You're trying to take my cookie. And Kelly's like, that's Caroline's. And then Emily goes, I thought we'd all share. And Claire's like, what? And Claire looks at Shower. She's like, are you okay with that? And Shower's like, yeah. And she's like, Claire's like, oh, God. Claire didn't realize you were cool now.
Oh, my. Yeah. Wait, that's so funny because that is like probably how the girls felt when Allie first came back of like,
yes.
Sarah, they were sitting at their lunch table and Sarah was like taking everybody's peanut butter cookies.
Yes. Like literally. She was like, no, you can't have a bite of my cookie. No, I'm not sharing. It's mine. You know, like if like they were having friends over and they all went out and got cookies and like someone ate Sarah's instead of their own.
Oh, not good.
I think it wouldn't have been good. So I think that's what Claire is scarred. And yeah. Shower asks about Avery, Tina, and Monkey. Monkey is Claire's dog, who is so not a puppy anymore, Claire says.
Literally as big as a human. He thinks he's a human.
Oh, my God. Moving on. Spencer is meeting with Hannah at the brew. Wait, this is so funny.
Hannah can't believe that Spencer didn't have sex with Toby right there in the kitchen.
I know. Hannah's like, you're a bad girlfriend. You're honestly a bad girlfriend.
She's like, wait, Toby got to your house and then you came here?
And then you came here? She's like, I would have waited, Spence. Jesus. Because Aria's not even there. And Hannah's like, oh, God, we're like Cyclops. And Spencer goes, Cyborg. And Hannah goes, pretty sure it's pronounced Cyclops.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Cyclops.
It's
so funny.
And Spencer's just like, okay. Spencer just says nothing. And that's where I'm like, Spencer's learning. And we love that.
And Sabrina is listening to...
Sabrina Carpenter's here.
Yes. Can you guys believe that?
That's actually crazy. She's like, I'm working late. Because I'm a baker. That's what she's doing.
So Sabrina is there and she is like listening into the conversation and hearing that Spencer's still super stressed. And I'm like, Sabrina, this isn't really out of the norm though.
And no, I'm like, this is like Spencer's whole thing.
This is her baseline is stressed.
And I'm like, also stay out of it. How about that? Stay out of it. How about ask before you just give someone drugs?
Yeah, don't you want money? Also, hey, she's kind of on a sober journey right now.
She's on a sober journey. Well, I was like, oh God. I mean, the things that went through my head when I saw... So is her name Sabrina or Serena? I kept thinking it was Serena. Okay. When she like keeps, I don't know what I was just thinking. It's gone. I totally lost it.
So Toby, she's like, Toby's right. We are right where we were 2 weeks ago. That's when the Cyclops cyborg comment happens. And then Hannah's like, Spence, I can't find the scholarship anywhere.
Yeah, she's looking. She's trying to figure out like the legitimacy of this scholarship. And she's looking at the foundation. What is it called again?
The Karasimi Group.
The Karasimi Group. And so Spencer, Eagle Eye Spencer, zooms in and sees that Radley is listed on the website as like some place that they like took down, right? Like it's like a list of like places that like, and, like, yeah.
I think it's all places that they own.
So she's like, they paid to shut down Radley and now they're paying for Hannah's education.
Yeah.
And that feels like a strange little parallel.
And then we go back to the dessert place and Claire and Sarah are like back to normal. They are Gabby and Emily may as well flip the table and throw the plate of cookies at Claire's
not
head.
Having it. Emily's like, so I'm glad you guys are having fun, but we need to go now.
Emily's like, okay, maybe you can just kiss her.
Yeah, she's like, fun's over unless you guys want to make out, touch each other's boobs. Like Emily has had it. She's ready to go. And Claire's like, well, my mom wants to have you over for dinner shower, but not you, Emily. Like, I'm also like, invite Emily.
No, but it's also, you don't have to invite Emily. Sarah doesn't live in Rosewood.
I know, but I'm like, Emily's here. You could just be like, shower, do you want to go
no,
over?
No, I don't think it's weird at all that Emily's not invited. In fact, I would think it was weird if Emily went.
I just think if I were Claire, I might be like, shower, come over for dinner. And like, of course, if you want to come too.
Well, yeah, but not,
you
know what I mean? Not in an earnest way.
Well, no, Emily, that's where Emily would make sense for once. Well, not for once, but Emily would make sense and be like, no, of course I'm not going to come.
Except in
Emily's
this.
Emily's like,
this,
great, I'll be there.
Except in this universe, where Emily's acting off the wall weird, she would go.
In this universe, Emily's like, actually, shower doesn't need dinner. Shower doesn't need dinner. I chew all her food for her and spit it back in her mouth like a baby bird. So thanks, but you don't know anything, Claire, obviously. Where have you been? Shower can't eat anymore, okay? She can't chew anymore.
So, but she can read.
She can read, though. We all can, bitch. Then she got her bitch. And then, wait, this is so funny. Emily's like, well, or she's like, and then you could sleep over, too. Claire says that. And Emily's like, well, I just feel like she's like a little bit more like safe at my house because like we actually place protection at my house. She's safer and like I don't really think Butterscotch wants you to leave Rosewood, so I'm like, oh my god, because I just think she's like a little safer at my house. It's so funny.
It's unreal. We go back to the brew. This is Spencer's little like fucking Shakespeare moment where she goes, we don't have any lead into the scene. Mm-mm. It's a bird's eye view and we hear Spencer go, beloved. And Anna's like,
what? Hannah like, and us go, what?
It's like, did you say something? Because they're both sitting there in silence and Spencer out of nowhere says it.
Well, Spencer was busy making it in her mind, and like doing the little mind word pictures she's been doing lately.
She's so good at it. We find out that Karasimi does not mean beloved.
It doesn't?
Latin. No.
Oh my God, but then why does she say that?
No. I'm
you're
sure
joshing.
It does.
You're
I'm,
just joshing.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You guys, Phoebe is joshing.
I'm just saying the way that the Charles thing kept being, we were like,
no
if,
way.
What if Spencer just has
we're
it
like,
wrong?
Why does everyone just like believe her?
Spencer because she saw it in her mind.
Exactly. Well, he put the chip in to send her messages, actually. It turns out she's been getting like hints through the chip.
Karasimi.
He just plays songs every now and then. Like, I want you to hear this. The thinking of you. And plays like about you in 1975.
And then for some reason in her brain, it's that video of like that sequence of Maddie and Taylor's relationship.
Oh my God.
And Spencer is... That's why Spencer can't sleep because A is forcing her to watch the clip of them both on stage saying,
I love
this
you.
This one's about you.
You know who you,
you
are.
You know who you are.
Oh,
I love you.
Oh
okay,
my
wait,
God.
That
was insane,
hey, Taylor. Hey, Taylor.
I know we're like all of us both going, hey, Taylor.
I know that we're not. I know that this is parasocial, but I do feel like we deserve some answers on that.
I do too. I'm sorry, it's parasocial, but you made it our business.
You did it in front of 70,000 people.
Did you not think we were going to notice?
And he did it in front
also,
of like a couple
your whole
thousand.
Thing is like doing shit and seeing if we notice and
exactly.
pick up on it and like turn it into something else. So what did you think was going to happen?
It still keeps me up
she was
at night.
Crazy. She was actually
she,
crazy
and that might
during
be,
that time.
That might be the most relatable she's ever been.
Like, she actually was insane when she was dating Maddie for that, like, 2 seconds of her life off
the
wall.
Walked out of Electric Lady and her all of her foundation was rubbed off her nose.
Oh, my God.
And he, like, had lipstick on his mouth.
When they were, like, holding hands at, like, Club Cipriani or whatever.
Yeah, that place where you're not supposed to take pictures.
Where you're not supposed to take pictures. And then she canceled her membership immediately after that picture. But I was like, yeah, I don't want to see this picture of them holding hands here. I don't want to see that shit.
So,
anyway.
Karasimi means beloved in Latin. And Spencer, again, queen of making jumps, is like, okay, Dean's beloved. Okay, beloved son, you said Jess D used to donate here. What if this is Charles's bank account?
She's like, is this her favorite charity or her oldest son's bank account? Yeah. And so then Spencer gets a call and Hannah's like writing down the address of the place. That's when Sabrina comes.
This is when I'm
gummies.
A little bit like Hannah, a little bit cold. Sabrina comes up and she's like, hey, where'd Spencer go? And Hannah goes, I don't know.
And it's like, I don't know. And like, we can all see her. She took two steps.
Sabrina's being very nice. She's like, just tell her you're welcome.
And tell her to thank me later. And I'm like, okay, a little rude.
And Hannah goes, okay.
I wish Hannah would have just taken them. That would have actually been so funny if Hannah just took them.
It would be so much better than what we get.
I know, true. So Spencer texts,
Spencer got a call from Allie, and Allie's calling from, I'm like, okay, what time is it? Because it's nighttime at the hotel.
Yeah.
Allie's in the bathroom.
Maybe they made a cross-country road trip and she's in Cali.
It would be earlier.
maybe Rosewood's in California. And we had no clue this whole time. And so Allie's in PA.
Allie's in the bathroom of the hotel and she stole her dad's phone and she's calling Spencer and she is like, my dad took my phone. He took me to this hotel. I have no idea what's going on, but Spencer needs to be the one to break the news to Allie that Charles is alive so badly, but Allie beats her to it. She goes, Charles is alive and he's having a birthday party today. His birthday is today.
And she's like, God damn it. So the tip of my tongue. So anyway, Ken also called Jason, was like, you need to leave the house, but Jason wants to stay because he wants to see Charles. Spencer cannot believe that Ken did not tell any of them. And she's like, look, or Allie says, Charles isn't after us. She's after like my dad and Jason.
Yeah. And well, no, the De Laurentiis family. And okay. Spencer's like, hello.
You're acting like your family is complete. You're acting like you have all the family members there. You're acting like you're all accounted
so
for.
So actually, should I get my whole family in the car?
Spencer's like, okay, so when am I coming? What's is my room under De Laurentiis or Hastings? At the hotel. And Spencer's like, okay, well, if you're there, then I guess I'll go talk to our bro. Now he's like, wait, what? Spencer's like, sorry, Jason, our brother, our big bro. I'm going to go talk to our big bro about this. And Allie's like, I'm a little bit worried that you guys are going to tell the police. And, oh, wait, no. What did I write here?
So they hang up and then Allie.
Oh, okay.
Ken's basically has like a police escort breaking down the door of this bathroom.
Yes.
And this is.
He's like, Allie, did you take my phone? He's like, I'm playing games.
This is classic Allie. She opens.
She's like, what?
Is banging on the door. And then she opens the door so nonchalantly and she goes, what? And it basically holds the phone like, what?
I love an Allie. The other one is, what? So when I see you.
When the answer to what is so obvious.
He's like, Allie, I don't know.
You locked yourself in the bathroom with my phone.
I'm kind of holding you hostage here. You're not supposed to have electronics.
Ken's like, I really hope you weren't playing Candy Crush in there because I like to do all the levels.
If you did what I think you did on my phone and you started a new game of Candy Crush, we're going to have words. Yeah.
If you know what?
You're going to Charles's party by yourself. Have fun. Hope you fucking have so much fun with Charles.
I hope it's to die
for. Crazy fucking brother. I hope you have fun, Allison. Since you're dying to go, be social. You little harlot. What do you think? There are going to be hot guys there? Classic. Allie wants to go to Charles's party because he's an older guy and there might be hot boys there. Oh, I should have seen this coming from a mile freaking away. What is your other sister there? Spencer? Heard she's a reputation for slutting it up too. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
So Spencer or Allison's like, I think we need to call the police, Dad. And he's like, what? And tell everyone that I lied about my son for 2 decades, that I thought he was wrong and he's not. Give me one day to figure things out.
Which Allison.
I am kind of like, I mean, yeah.
Just one day.
Allison, you can give him a day.
Yeah, it's a little much.
Like, it is. Yeah. Anyway.
So then
imagine
we go.
Having Allison as your daughter. Like, I would die. If Allison was my daughter, I would be like, I can't deal with you.
Imagine Charles is your first kid, Jason is your second kid, and then you think
Spencer's your third kid. And then you have the actual devil sent from hell, Allison De Laurentiis.
Oh my god, wait, did we just like reframe the dealer into his parents and suddenly they're like doing the Lord's work?
They're the victims. We're like, oh my god, we need to protect them. Justice for the dealer.
Jess is better off in the ground.
We're like, Ken's like, oh, she stayed gone, Allie. They like don't want her to come back at all. They're like, this is a break.
Allie's like, what was that? He's like,
nothing, Allison. Nothing, Allison. Do you want to play Candy Crush, Allison?
But please only play levels I've already
completed. Please, I'm begging you. Anyway, okay, so Spencer texts Emily. She's like, we need to talk. Claire's dad is coming to get shower in a few hours. Emily, pissed. Emily's like, what do you mean you're leaving? I have the police out there with guns pointed at the house if anyone tries to walk out. So I don't know how you're leaving, but good luck. Like, I mean, literally, she's like, oh, Claire's going to walk up here. She's going to get shot down.
So you hate your friend.
Yeah, so you want her to die. Oh, so you're trying to kill Claire. That's and crazy. That's actually crazy. Claire's dad's coming
with
her.
Wait, maybe Claire was right about you all along.
Oh my god, shower. You're Emily, bloodthirsty.
Emily pulls an Allie De Laurentiis and she does something incredibly manipulative at first.
Oh, I agree. She's like, I learned from the best.
She goes, you know, Sarah, I wasn't going to tell you, but I met Claire. And she didn't have the nicest things to say about you. In fact, she said she wished you were dead and that she had freaking done it herself.
So do you still want to go? Do you still want to go with her? Because she's here. She's here. Or I can have my little police. One step, I look out the window and I wink and they'll just... Bye-bye, Claire. Wait,
that made me think about Adam Warble. And last night, Mom was explaining the path of the snowstorm. And she goes, okay, Chris, they're arguing about Lily's flight on Monday and whether it's going to get canceled. And Mom goes, the snowstorm is literally going like this. And I was like, okay, Madam Horrible.
Okay, Madam Horrible. Mom controlling the weather with her hand.
She's like, it's literally moving like this. Lily can't leave. Lily can't leave.
She doesn't want her to leave.
The snowstorm, that's what she's saying. She's like, it's crazy. The snowstorm's literally moving like this.
And there's Lily's flight. Yeah, no, and it doesn't look like she can leave again for a couple years.
Dad's like, wait, can we just send her to Midway? She can have a layover in Midway and then
Mom's
go
like,
to Charleston.
That's not an option. And Midway's closed.
She's like, why would she go to Midway? The snowstorm's literally going like this.
And then she's like, now it's going this way. Oh my god. Anyway, okay, so then Claire's like,
hormone harmony. Road warriors, let's get real. Managing PMS can be difficult. When I get on to record the podcast with Caroline, it can be tough sometimes to lock into a cheerful mood. But good news, with the help of Hormone Harmony, I am able to manage my PMS and so much more. It helps me balance my moods and even improves my sleep quality. Hormone Harmony is dedicated to making women's lives better. One of the ways they achieve this is through science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. These help your body adapt to stressors. Hormone Harmony is third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten and dairy-free. It's no wonder to me a new bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If you can even believe it, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
Shower's like, well, Clara told me that, actually. And to be honest, I was kind of a massive biatch, so I don't blame her. And then Shower's like, listen, I just feel like if we're not living together, like, we can go on actual dates. And I'm like, Emily just told you she didn't like you anymore. Emily, like,
she's interested in being your caretaker, not your girlfriend.
Yeah, hello. But Emily's like, hell yeah. And then they kiss.
And then I'm like, wait, this is weird.
I'm like, I'm getting mixed signals, Em.
I'm ready for the Sarah shit to be over, and I'm ready for your next girlfriend who I actually like.
Okay, there. So Aria, Hannah, and Spencer are banging on Jason's door. I also love that Emily just has a pass for everything.
And it's Sarah.
And they never ask where Emily is because they're like, oh, well, of course, she's in the shower.
Oh, right.
And that's fine. And I'm like, okay, but when anyone else isn't like there when you need them, Spence, it's like, okay, dead to me. Dead to me vibes.
So the cop gets out of the car. They're fully making a scene though on the
okay.
porch.
I like forgot there was a cop stationed outside. The way they're banging on Jason's door, I was like, if a cop was driving by, they would pull over. There's a cop already parked outside, girls. What are you thinking?
Literally. You walked right past the cop car and up the stairs.
I actually can't believe they made it to the door.
The cop goes, hey, can
what's
you guys
up?
Get lost? This isn't your house. And Spencer's like, oh, wait, actually, well... Oh, Aria and Spencer speak up at the same time. Aria's like, well, actually, I'm here to see my friend Jason. And Spencer's like, yeah, what's it's literally basically my house.
It's my big bro. Okay, you don't know this yet. Okay, sorry. I can't expect you to know my whole family tree. That's my big bro in there. So this is kind of my house. So I'm just going to go in and get my bro. I'm his little sister. It's what I do. And she's like, girls, you stay out here. I'll just go get Jace.
Ari is like, he doesn't like to be called that.
Ari is like, Jay Bird. And Hannah's like, I'm outie.
You guys are weird. You guys are weird. I can't wait to get out of here.
Hannah goes to the cop. She's like, can you give me a ride home? They're my ride, but I don't want to be part of
that. Why is that Zoe coded?
Can you give me a ride home?
It's raining.
Literally. They're like, it's not raining. It's going to. Oh my God. Okay. So anyway, Spencer then notices the Pennywise balloon and she's like, great. We have actually a way bigger problem than any of us thought, guys.
Have you guys ever read the book It? Yeah.
Guys, no, we have a massive
Spencer
issue.
Says, have you guys ever seen the movie It? And Ari goes, like, I've never seen it. I've read the book.
I read the book. Is it a movie? And Hannah's like, what do you mean? Is it a movie? Like, it's Arya. Oh my God. Okay. So Mike is in Mona's room and kind of freaking out in there. And Mona walks in, doesn't expect him, and she's scared. And she seems kind of scared of him. And she's like, I don't want to see you. You should leave. I know what I put you through. And you wanted me not to do this. I still did it. Like, you should not be here. And Mike goes, I'm pissed as hell at you. But it doesn't matter to me. Oh, I am like, who knew I would be shipping Mike and Mona?
And when we start this scene, we realize that he must have asked Arya if he could have all the dolls she was going to throw away so that he could bring them to Mona.
Oh my God. And he just like, they start like putting them on the shelves together. It's so
sweet. We do realize Mona picks them up and she goes, what was she doing with them?
Oh, because they're all fucked up.
And they're all like, they're like bound.
Yeah, one of them, their wrists are tied together. like they all are fucked up looking. Of course. Okay, so while that's happening, Emily is being filled in finally at Spencer's. Now the shower is gone. Emily can join the team again.
Yeah.
So Jason is going to meet up with Charles, and Hannah put one of Caleb's trackers on Jason's car, so they're going to know. And they're like, okay, then we're going to go and follow. And Emily's like, well, hello, we're all chipped. So
I'm a little bit like, how did the cop not see Caleb Rivers go under Jason's car and put the tracker there?
Well, Hannah did it.
Oh.
She's right. Invisible.
A pretty girl.
She's invisible to the cops. I am like, it's actually way more scary that they didn't even notice Hannah, who like is plastered all over the police station. They're like, oh, just let her do it. So Spencer's like, well, yes, thank you for asking about our microchips. We will be removing them. I'm like, if I hear that, I'm like, and I'm out. Like,
and then what's so funny though is that they're like, and how are we gonna remove them? And Spencer and Hannah scripted this because Hannah circles around the island and picks up a tray of medical equipment and she's like,
a little like this.
She goes, we've been watching videos.
Which is how we learn how to do everything in the modern day, which is true. So then Arya's like, you know what? I just think we need to take this to the police.
They are not down. Arya and Emily are not down for this.
No, which I do not blame them.
No.
And Spencer's like, but the second it's on a police radar, he will hear it. And Charles will hear it. He'll never show up. So they decide they're going to
Arya, though.
Oh, she's like, that's fine.
Arya thinks outside of herself for 1 second. It's not Emily that brings up Sarah. Arya goes, and what about Sarah?
Okay, but it is Arya just trying to think of anything she can so that Hannah doesn't perform surgery on Arya's neck.
Which is for once valid.
Which is valid, for sure. But it's like, let's not act like this is a benevolent moment.
So then Toby comes over, of course. He can't just leave it be for a second.
No.
It's like, it's a girl's night. Toby, it's literally a girl's night.
This is actually a girl's night and we're doing something. We're actually doing something. But and he knows that because we can all hear them upstairs doing the chip thing. They're up there like, ow! Hannah! She's like, just be still. It's so funny.
We find out that Spencer only did Hannah's. Hannah's done all three of
those. Wait, I got the vibe that Hannah did her own. Literally the way that they said it, I was like, okay, Hannah did her own.
Because the line later is so funny. I know. When Emily's like, you're bleeding. Where?
I know. And Ari goes, what do you mean where? You just got for amateur surgery.
Doctor amateur.
Yeah.
Doctor amateur hour over
the
here.
Where
cut
is
into
so
your neck.
Funny. You're bleeding. Where? That's so funny. So Spencer's like, just don't worry about the sounds you hear upstairs. I'm gonna tell you everything. You can't tell anyone, including Butterscotch, just for tonight. So Spencer shows him the picture of Jess and Charles and Jason
and explains the
whole thing.
She has a printed out scanned copy of this picture
like,
in her
bag
at all times
because they're family. She's like, it might be complicated. I know, but they're family. She's like, I keep it in my wallet. She opens a locket and she shows him the pictures and the locket around her neck. He's like, I can't see that.
He is one of those ornaments that our mom gave us for Christmas with that picture.
Yes,
Spencer
exactly.
Photoshopped in the back.
Precisely. So Toby's pretty pissed off about this, obviously. He's like, Tanner needed to know about this weeks ago and whatever. So
I am a little bit like Toby. On what planet was Tanner going to take them seriously if they walked in there and said, so Allie has a long lost brother who, okay, if you look it up, it does say that he is dead and that all of his organs have been donated. But we saw it in Spencer's brain.
Yeah.
His name is Charles.
I know that sounds weird. It's actually a very legitimate source. Spencer's brain. We just kind of, anything that pops in there, we're like, well, run with it. We're like, sure. We're like, of course. This whole thing is kind of like blah, but basically the idea is if the girls show up, Toby's going to call Tanner, but Toby agrees to go. And then Aria says, you're bleeding, and Anna says, where? And then that's what she says, Dr. Amateur Hour, cut your neck open, which is why I think it wasn't Hannah. Like someone else said Hannah.
Spencer did Hannah.
Oh, that does make sense. Sorry. I was. But
I'm like, in my head.
You're not calling Spencer Dr. Amateur Hour.
If Spencer and Hannah are both doing these, they like kind of split the work.
They should each do two.
Whereas I think that it was more like Hannah did all of them except her own.
And I'm like, how did Hannah end up with that job? You know why? I'll tell you. I just remember.
She's really good at doing her nails, so she had the steadiest hand.
And Spencer, well, it is a steady hand thing. Spencer's like, I'm jacked up. My hands are shaking. Her hands look like mine do after like a night of like 5 million milligrams of caffeine. I'm like, like actually like radioactive. Yeah. That's why she couldn't do it.
So then we go to...
Wait. Toby's going to go find Jason and Spencer kisses him. And then Hannah calls, Spencer, where's your surgical tape? Just like, even outside of this moment, I'm like, I know Spencer didn't buy it for this. Spencer had it.
For sure.
Spencer, where's your surgical tape?
Spencer's been giving herself stitches since she was 7.
Literally.
So we go...
She's like, it just took too long if I told my parents. I had to explain to them why I should go to the hospital. It was a whole thing. They're like, we're prepping you to be a lawyer. And it was like, I'll just do it.
So we go to the Vander house and... they kiss.
And Toby took the gummies, by the way.
Oh, right. We talked about that in the beginning. So we don't have to get into it. But they kiss, and then we go back to the Hastings Castle. Oh, wait.
Or no, now we're in the hotel. This is so confusing. Okay, now we're in the hotel.
Yeah, this was not clear, but I do know what happened.
Yes. Allie's brushing her hair. She switched all of Ken's coffee to decaf and gave him sleeping pills because he was planning on standing guard all night. So she's going to sneak out once it hits. And then we have Toby eating all of Spencer's gummies. I'm like, you didn't notice they taste weird?
They don't taste good.
They don't taste good, dude, for sure. And he suggests, this is crazy though. He suggests to Lorenzo that we should go by Wallaby. I heard there's some action over there. And Lorenzo's like, okay, I'll just go like tell our boss. And Toby's like, no!
Because Lorenzo's like, that's not our jurisdiction.
We're like not supposed to go there. And if we're gonna leave our jurisdiction, we have to tell somebody else to cover it.
Keegan Allen is acting... Okay, so this scene opens with him taking the bag of gummies and like pouring them into his mouth, but they all stick to the bottom. None come out.
I didn't
know. So you have
that.
To watch Keegan Allen pretend to chew.
Well, that was probably on purpose because they're like, it's going to take you forever to chew these gummy bears and we can't have the sounds on the mic. So we're just going to glue them all to the bottom of the bag so none come out and you just fake it. You're an actor. You're an actor. Stop.
He's like, yes.
Yes, I love acting.
I am an actor.
Thank you for calling me that.
So then we go to the Hastings Castle, and the girls can't freaking sit still.
Spencer's stressing.
Spencer's like, he hasn't called. And they're like, well, yeah. He hasn't called because he's doing something.
The girls are like, it's fine. And she's like, he's back up. He's not our one-man target. And they're like, The girls are like, well, I mean, if he is, he is.
I mean, that was kind of his call.
Yeah. You decided for him to go. And like, if that's what he ends up being, that's what he ends up being. So Emily and Spencer are like, fine, let's go. And then Aria hangs back. And this is when at first Phoebe and I are like, for real, Aria? Because she starts calling 911. But then I was like, wait, yeah, call 911.
Yeah. But it is, it's the most Aria thing ever. Like part of me is like, were you even actually considering calling 911? You're sitting there like.
She's like, does anyone get, I'm going to wait here until someone comes back and sees what I'm doing.
literally.
Okay, so Jason is somewhere.
Wallaby Avenue.
And all of the girls, we see on Charles's phone that all the girls' microchips are at Spencer's house. So Charles feels it safe to follow Jason, even though we know the girls are on their freaking way.
So we go to the hotel and Allie's leaving. She gets in the car and she goes, thanks for coming. You're the only one that picked up, which I don't really believe because they've been trying to get a hold of you all day.
I know. I'm like, she's like, you're the only one whose number I've memorized. My dad has your number on his phone. So anyway, we'll talk about that later.
It's Mona.
He's like, you didn't have any of your numbers, any of the other girls' numbers, unfortunately. But I am like, just a little dig before we head out. You were the only one who answered.
Yeah. And Mona says, I owe you a little more than a car ride. Yeah. So I'll help you out. And Allie calls the police. And she goes, hello. My name is Allison De Laurentiis.
My name is Allison De Laurentiis. That was a good one.
That was good.
I'm like, you know, they hear that. They're like, click. Really? Like, you should say someone else's name, girl.
My name is Allison De Laurentiis.
They're like, geez. Okay, put on speaker. Let's hear those.
And she's like, I have a long lost brother.
We don't believe you, girl.
And I know he's dead, but he's actually alive and he's going to meet my real brother and also Spencer Hazen's brother at Wallaby Avenue.
We literally just hear like lots of laughter in the other line and like it hangs up. Like, it's just like, Allison, at this point, if you call the police, in my mind, it's like, okay, bye. But also she goes, I know who A is. I'm like, again, acting as if that's just like.
Do they know who A is?
Do they know what you're talking about?
Is that
about?
How they reference the guy who,
the 911 like operator who answered this phone?
Also, where are you?
Might not know who A is. So
like, you might, if you guys are in like fucking Maryland, they might not know who A is.
Well, that's what's weird because then it looks like what Allie and Mona go to the De Laurentiis house and no one's there, but they find the invitation with the address.
No, that's the police. The police.
Okay.
The police do take Allie's call seriously.
Okay, they thought Jason was at the house. Because that's what Allie thinks at this moment.
Yeah.
So she says, go to the house and make sure that he's, like, there. Or because they think Jason's going... They think Charles is going to the house.
Yes.
Okay.
So, anyway, the police are there, and they find the invitation, so they now have an address to go to.
Okay.
And Jason is at the... It's, like, an abandoned arcade.
What's with,
in.
Like, all the abandoned, like, arcades and fun houses here?
Like,
we
need to put some tax...
Yeah, can we rehabilitate these and get some useful shit here?
I mean, clearly it still works.
Yes, yes. The electricity is powered on.
Ken calls Jason and Jason declines.
Yes.
Let me go. So that already. Oh, we find out that Allie. Oh, we already talked about that.
So Toby and Lorenzo then show up also to the arcade. And at this point, Charles turns on all the lights and like starts throwing shit and throwing scaffolding. And now Toby is so high, he can't even move. He cannot keep his wits about him. It's actually, I'm like, this is a nightmare. If you ate one of those, my famous edibles from 10 years ago when I talked about making them, and then you had to be in this room, you would die. You just die. Because he's in there literally. I'm like, this is the worst. If anyone has ever.
And guys, he's holding a gun.
And yeah, anyone who's ever like, smoked weed and you got the spins, you got a little too high. Now imagine you are in an arcade and every single light was just turned on and every game is like doing its thing, and then there's like shit being thrown,
Charles's structures
being tossed to the ground.
Charles is running around this arcade like the Grinch in that scene where he's like
exactly. He is like literally wreaking havoc in here. We have a madman on the loose in this arcade,
and you're on the clock and holding a gun, and like, this is your chance to get the person that your girlfriend was held hostage
yes
by.
And you also risked a lot because you made your partner like lie to everybody. Like, you guys could get fired for what you're actually doing here, and then real cops show up. Sorry, yeah, I'm gonna say it.
And one
cops.
Of them, for some reason, a few of them are holding like full rifles, like, but not like
Toby and Lorenzo took the real guns. These
are muskets.
These are muskets, and we have to manually load them.
We stole them from the museum.
Yeah, the Rosewood Museum, you know. So anyway, all the girls then show up, which I'm like, at this point, I'm like, you guys are annoying. Why are you here?
And you know, Toby, even though he's so high and like on the floor, he's like
are you fucking kidding me? Toby can't even talk. Charles gets away. More cops show up.
Jason is livid.
We've seen this scene happen so many times though. I feel like
I know that it's like it would have been an unsafe situation for Jason, but it is that conversation he has with Allie is really sad.
Well, and it is happening. He walks in, he's like, Charles, and then he goes, Charlie. Because it's like, for Jason, he's probably thinking, my dad is the villain, not Charles.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably thinking his parents fucked this up. Like, and you know, his dad's lied to him his whole life. This is like his imaginary friend. So his memories of Charles had to have been good for him to think of him as an imaginary friend, like somebody that he missed mm-hmm. and loved and spent time with. So it's like, I'm sure there is a lot of that.
So you go to the Marin Manor and Ashley's pissed.
Oh, I like this like bird's eye view we get. Oh, it's like we are. Okay, so you guys know how the Marin Manor is like laid out.
It's original Sin camera
angles. It is. You're right. It's like they walk in the door. We are on the stairs watching them like on the ceiling. Like there is a ring camera on the ceiling.
Guys, do you remember the mixtape that Emily made for Toby?
Oh my God. Okay. Harken back to the mixtape and the viewpoint that photo that Emily was taking where she was like coming down from the high heavens and she was about like a spider monkey kind of thing, and then Toby was laying on the ground and took a photo of her from there.
Mm-hmm.
That is sort of the angle but reversed.
We're Emily
and they're Toby. You get it. Okay, so they walk in and Ashley's like so fucking mad. She's like, this is not your job, you're not a cop.
And Anna says something that would send any parent into orbit.
Oh my God.
I don't think we should take the money.
Yeah. And Ashley's like, after all the money issues we've had, Hannah, like, I'm also like, after everything, Ashley's like, Hannah, don't talk to me about money. Like, I know. I don't need it from you.
Do you remember the lasagna box?
Yeah. She's like, I know. So Hannah's like, I have a really bad feeling about it. And
she mentions Jess. She's like, if it's connected to the deal, Renta says, I don't want it.
And Ashley says, well, with everything that family's put you through, you deserve every last cent of that scholarship money, which is why I already deposited the check. And believe me, that felt really great. And I am like, fuck. Like, for some reason, the idea of her already having deposited the check gives me like the heebie-jeebies. I'm
We go to the Montgomery Mausoleum and Aria is reeling on her bedroom floor in tears.
This is a good little acting moment for her.
I love the idea that at the Montgomery household, instead of getting in trouble, there's like a feelings, like you come home and getting in trouble and it's like you all,
they're like, go feel your feelings.
No,
Aria.
No, you guys are, you have to like have like a heart to heart. You have to like fully like
what's
open
worse?
Up and be cathartic and feel your feelings, because Mike knocks on Aria's door and she goes, Dad, please.
And then Mike opens it anyway, even though, I mean, he's not dad. But
she's like, okay, it again.
He's just like, okay, sorry. Let me be more general. Whoever you are, no. Don't come in here. And he's like, look, I talked to Mona. We're going to work it out. She's like, great. I don't fucking care. She literally says nothing. She looks at him. She's like, she gives him like a fuck you smile. It's
the same
so
smile
funny.
She gave the receptionist the other day with Clark.
Precisely.
And he's like, you know, you're so brave. Aww. And Aria goes,
she's like, yeah.
If I'm so- She goes, well, if I'm so brave, why do I feel so scared?
All the time. Which is like, I can't imagine.
No, not
so then
at
he
all.
Hands her a letter and leaves. And when she opens it, there's like a montage, so I'm just gonna stay on Aria. She opens it. She got she's a finalist for the arts fellowship. So she's going to go bang on Mona's door. Give me my dolls back, Mona. You stole them because you don't want me to have anything good. You don't want me to get out of here.
And by the way,
start a new life.
And by the way, Spencer might be on this Charles train, but I still think it's you and Leslie.
I'm not sold on this good girl act, Mona. Anyway.
So we go to the Rosewood Police Department and Spencer goes to check on Toby. And it's like, we've all been there.
I'm like, Spencer, you better get out of here now. If I'm Toby, I'm like, I can't. Look at you because it can't move my body.
He's so red in the face. He's sweating.
He is just staring into space because he's trying so hard to like just make the room not move anymore.
Yes.
I remember. Okay. Can't believe I'm going to tell the story, but I can. Okay. So there, I was in high school and I was doing a show. Oh my God. Phoebe's jaw dropped when I said high school.
Yeah.
I was doing a show. Mom already knows the story, so it's fine. And
you think
after the, no, I know she does. And there was this really, really handsome.
No, I mean, you think it's okay.
There was this really handsome guy in the show. He was a gay man who played my love interest and we got to make out every night and he was so sweet and he would drive me home. And one night all of his friends came and he was like, oh, I want to take you out to dinner with my friends after whatever. So we used a gravity bong. And let me tell you, I mean, I never done this before. I took like I don't even know. I was like, well, this is how I die. I'm going to the hospital tonight and mom and dad are going to figure out that I smoked pot and I'm going to die. And they're going to be so mad. They're not even going to have a funeral because they're going to be so mad at me. I literally, so I'm sitting, I remember, I will never forget. I'm sitting in the backseat of the car and I'm like, oh my God, just like hanging in there. I'm like, can I roll the window down? I'm like sticking my head out the window. I'm so uncomfortable. We get to the restaurant and they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, I can't speak. I can't read the menu. I had to turn my entire body to talk. So I remember like grabbing onto the table and like slowly moving my entire body because I could not just turn my head. And I'm like, nothing. And I order nothing. I order like a water and nothing. And I'm trying to play cool. Everyone at the table is acting so normal. And I'm just like, I also am dating a boy at the time who is gay. And they're like, you should break up with your boyfriend. Caroline's knew he was gay.
Yeah, the whole world's in.
And they're like, you
need to break up with your boyfriend. In fact, you should do it now. They were like, you should text him right now. I was like, good thing I can't form a text. Good thing I cannot move my fingers. Because if I could, I probably would have fucking done it. I mean, which probably would have been fine. Because again, he's gay. He did break up with me later by telling me he was gay. So it's okay. I'm not like outing him. Anyway, and then we go home and we're in the car. And someone's like, oh, when we drop you off, can I use your bathroom? And I'm like, no. Like, you can't come in my house. My mom's house. Like,
and we're all feeling like this.
It's like, you guys, no.
We're all so high.
We're not having an after party. I was like, what? And I was like, maybe. And then I was just like, well, I have to say yes. Mom and dad were out. And so I'm like.
Where was I?
I think you were asleep. And so
mom and dad were out.
You were probably like, I don't know. I don't know where they were. But the girl comes in and goes to the bathroom. But as I'm like, we're pulling up to the house, they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just really stoned. And they're like, oh my God, I haven't been stoned like since we got to the restaurant. And I was like fighting for my life. I go in my room. The girl goes to the bathroom. I go straight to bed. I'm like, she's in the house somewhere. She left, found her way out. I go to the bathroom. Mom comes in to talk to me when she gets home. Like sits on the bed. She's like, hey. And I'm like, it literally was like, this is my worst nightmare. I'm never doing this again. And I woke up the next day feeling totally fine. But I was like, I'm gonna die. And then mom, years later, when it all came to light,
did she
was
know
like,
you were high?
Yeah, she was like, you know, that night, because she was like, because when I got caught, you guys, like, for like drinking and doing everything bad in high school, by my parents, not like, you know, they were normal high school things. But anyway, mom made me write down every single time I had been drinking or like ever smoked pot and who I did it with. She made me write it down and give it to her. I was like, I can't be doing this. This is evil. I cannot write down everyone's names like this. And I did. I just want to know, like, if you're going to this person's house, then I know what sort of activities might be going on there. And she was like, I knew it. I knew that night something was up. I knew it. I always know. And I'm like, well, you don't always know. Because there are a lot of tabs on this list that you didn't.
But also because you didn't know. You didn't say
anything.
Moment.
But oh my God, I know.
Anyway, that's where Toby is.
So that's Toby's state of mind in this moment.
Because I fully believe this is the first time Toby's ever gotten high.
Probably. For a second, I was like, you can't be a cop if you've smoked pot. And then I'm like, Detective Wilden. And then I'm like, actually, every bad boy I went to high school with is a cop now.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And so Joby's like, I need you to fucking leave right now.
You gotta go now. He's like, I can't, like, this is really bad. She's like, you know, I didn't know that she put them in my bag, and I'm pretty sure you're only supposed to take one, and I should have told you I was having problems, and we were so close if you hadn't eaten. And I'm like, Spencer, shut the hell up with that. When she goes, we were so close. I was like, you're not gonna do this right now, Spencer.
Yeah.
But also, like, Toby didn't know that you weren't sober, and you're supposed to be on the sober journey, so it's like a layered kind of thing. And he's like, you need to leave, go wait in the lobby for your mom. I can't have someone come looking for you and find me like this. And he like just, but I'm also like, can you go home?
He's working.
But he's not. Well, he's you're not getting much done, Tobes. No. I'm gonna be honest with you. You're in the conference room staring into space with the coffee.
So then Emily does something that I think Spencer might have a problem with.
Hugging Sarah's pillow.
Well, that I have a problem with.
Yeah.
But no, then she looks at her microchip, which by the way, A is still tracking.
Yes.
And she smashes it.
And it smashes easily.
Yeah, I'm like, A.
She takes a book and just like bops it and it splits. Yeah, it shatters into a million pieces. It looks like tempered glass. When, like, tempered glass shatters.
I bet A just had early access to Temu. That's how we afforded everything.
Oh, wait, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Phoebe, that makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
There are no holes in this.
No, not at all.
I can think of, at least. No. So then Jason walks in, or Allison walks into the house and sees Jason pouring a glass of scotch. She's like, don't do it. And basically, Jason was going to tell Charles to turn himself in. He was going to take him to the police station.
When he goes, I was going to have him turn himself in. I just wanted one moment alone with my brother. And the way he says, with my brother.
I know. And then, okay, horrifying. We hear, Jason, come play with me.
Wait, but
Allie does, little voice.
Allie does say something. Allie's like, Jason, he's not who we remember. I'm like,
Allie, you don't remember him at all. You don't remember him at all. And Spencer's like, okay, I remember a little bit. Spencer, they're like, how are you? How'd you get in here? She's like, sorry, Toby told me to leave. So I just figured I'd come to my fam. Coming out of my fam. Can we have a sips night? I need a sibling night.
You guys really recharge
me. Where's Dad? Dad,
they're
here.
Like, wait,
we're gonna watch a movie, Dad.
Allie's like, that's not even how you're related to us.
Yeah, I know, literally. She's like, your mom's dead, Spencer. Like, your mom's not alive anymore. Wait, is that true?
Yeah, Jess
is Spencer's mom.
Wait, no, Jace.
Wait, yeah, because Peter, Jess.
Spencer isn't the child.
Oh.
Jason is.
Oh, so Spencer's not really related to them. We just made this up.
Well, I mean, but she feels...
Never mind. Jason is her brother.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway.
But it's just that Ken isn't her dad.
Yes. So we follow the voice of Jason, come play with me. And there's a video of Jason, Charles, and Allison playing like at an arcade, which I guess is Wallaby Avenue.
Yeah, maybe.
And we hear Jess say, like, you have to promise not to tell dad and whatever. And then they're playing with that little blue frog, like what we saw on the porch earlier. But is she calling him Freddy?
Yeah, and then Freddy comes up and is like, when do I have to go back?
Oh my God, she's like, Freddy, are you having a nice birthday? And then, why is she calling him Freddy?
I think we learned that they would hang out with this kid named Freddy that was actually Charles, and they thought Freddy was like their cousin or something.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So yeah, so then he has to go back, and she said, what did she say? Like, don't worry about it or something.
Yeah. And then they pick up a little card that says, I wanted to trust you.
In real life, they do that, not in the video. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Allison and Jason find that, yeah. And then we get an A scene.
And it's a GIF that says, happy birthday from your friend / ally.
I thought it said from your friend Allie, and I was like, they spelled Allie wrong.
And I was gonna be like, Allie, we need to talk.
Allie, we're not friends. What are we doing with GIFs?
And he opens it, and it's a painting of the birthday party. It's a terrible painting.
Of the video we just watched, yes. It looks like a lot of wedding portraits do. But I just want to say, we'll do a quick little plug, because I got the most beautiful painting of one of my wedding photos from an artist named Juliet Majestic. She's a Pennsylvania artist. She is amazing. And I believe she does live wedding paintings as well.
I think she
does. But I need to look up. I think her Instagram is at Majestic Illustrates, I think. I need to double check, and I'll post it. It is amazing. And I was a little nervous because I feel like I don't want to know what you think I look like sometimes. Yeah. So I was like, I knew it would be great because she's amazing, but I was like, I don't really want to see like me. Can you do a picture that I'm not in for my wedding or something like that? But like, it is so beautiful. It's so me. She got Phoebe and Lily in there. Like, it's beautiful. So anyway, we'll post a picture, but it doesn't look like one of her wedding paintings is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I have seen some that are like so bad and that look like this.
Yes.
Painting faces is hard, you guys.
It is.
We would know.
Here's the synopsis for next week's episode 8, Framed. After their latest run-in with Charles, tensions are at an all-time high with the PLLs in the town of Rosewood.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Sheesh. All right, guys, and that is the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you've tuned in this previous episode on Tuesday. We do our part 2 of the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni suit breakdown. So I've read his whole suit, and we're going to talk about sort of like where the chips are falling now and how we're feeling and what some of the facts are. So you don't have to do the work. So go listen to that if you haven't already. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a 5-star review and tell everyone you know about us. Thank you. We love you. We'll see you next week.
And splat.